I am Joe Stone, and this is the Church of Joe Stone podcast. Welcome. Today we have with us Sweets, the Lifestyle Atlanta Queen, Trill 100 from Houston, Sans from season one, and Ashley, our resident actress who happens to be tuning in to the show with us today. Now, we have a selection of videos prepared for you today that we will be reacting to. And like usual, we take the most viral, the most controversial, the most interesting videos that we've done over the last year. We take a deep dive in them. You may have heard a couple of these in our compilations, but the compilations were fast-paced, chopped up back-to-back. It was just me, and I have four lovely young ladies with me today, and so we're going to have a myriad of opinions, and it's all good energy. Nobody's arguing, and even if we do agree, it's completely okay. Everybody here gets done on their own, and it's always positive at the end of the day, which is why I love this show and what it's really about. Hopefully, you can learn something. Hopefully, we'll be able to drop some gems in, and you'll be entertained. So make sure you subscribe. Make sure you follow. Make sure you leave a review on whatever app you listen to the podcast on. We would appreciate that. Give us those 5 stars. It really does mean a lot. But without further ado, we're going to dive straight into it. Am I the a-hole for jumping out of a bathroom window to avoid my mom's attempt at forcing a reunion between me and my ex-fiance who cheated on me? But why are you jumping out of windows? Are you Batman or something? Some backstory. I have been dating my ex Sarah for 4 years. We had been planning to get married in November 2021, but I found out at the start of this month that she cheated on me. She begged me to give her another chance, but I broke it off. The problem is that being cheated on is, in my mind, completely emasculating and humiliating. So I never told anyone that that was the reason why we broke up. For obvious reasons, Sarah also didn't tell people we broke up because she cheated. So people have blamed me for the breakup, including my mom. They just see that I dumped her out of the blue. I mean, you did make it look like that. I went very strict no contact with Sarah after I discovered she had been cheating on me. But Sarah has been talking with my mom and has convinced her that if she could just talk to me one more time, we will be able to reconcile. My mom has been applying hardcore pressure on me to talk with Sarah, but I've explained that there's no chance we will ever get back together. So tonight, I go over to my mom's place because she's hosting family for Christmas Eve. I'm there for a bit talking with my aunts and uncles and cousins when the doorbell rings and I see that it's Sarah. I ask what the hell is going on, and my mom says she's invited Sarah so we can work this out in the spirit of the holidays. Dun 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 dun. I'm pissed now because the only way to explain my side of the story is to tell everyone I was cheated on. Complete humiliation in front of my whole family. So as my mom goes to the front door, I go into the bathroom. My mom starts knocking on the door saying that I need to come out and talk to my ex like an adult. I say F it, kick out the window screen, jump out of the window, run to my car, get in, and then go home. You gotta know how bad this looks. My mom called a short while ago saying she's cutting ties with me over my behavior. She's really fixated on me jumping out of a window. She should be. That's crazy people things. That's something that a crazy person would do. You're making yourself look bad. And you're the one that made it look like that you just dumped her out of the blue. Now you're treating your mama's bathroom like it's an escape room. And she also said that Sarah will always be like a child to her. My sister called me to ream me out for ruining Christmas. I broke down and told her that Sarah cheated on me, which is why I dumped her and didn't want to see her under any circumstances. She called me a big a-hole who was lying to cover for myself. Am I really in the wrong? Okay, so you got cheated on. You didn't tell anybody what the fuck happened. But this girl knew your entire family. Your mom's trying to put you back together. She comes over, whatever. You hop out of a window. Then you tell everybody that you finally got cheated on. And then nobody believes you. Yes, a lot of this is your fault. And why? Why? You are the victim. But I'm going to blame you. And there's a reason why. Because again, I tell you guys, men and women, life is much easier when you approach it with character and integrity. You did not. I do not like weak men. This is some weak man shit. You've been running from confrontation since the beginning, and I get it. You did not want to have to. And a lot of this is you yourself. You have anxiety about it. And even when you said that you didn't want to tell your family because you were going to be embarrassed and you were going to be basically cuckolded in front of your whole family. No, that's not how nobody was going to see it. No one was going to hear that story and be like, well, that guy is trash. No, they were going to think that she's a horrible human being. Your whole family would have turned on her and you probably would have got the support that you needed. But instead, you ran from the situation. You ran from your, you literally jumped out of a, nigga, and when you are jumping out of a window is the time where at some point you got to say, hey, you know what? I went wrong somewhere here. Okay. So that's what I'm saying. That's not what you do in normal life. Your mama had every right to go off on you. And yes, she wasn't minding her business, but you also have to understand that there are just certain basic things that go along with a relationship. And when you bring someone to your family, you invited this woman to be a part of your family. You introduced them. That means that they're going to wonder what happens when she disappears. And if you don't say anything and she's the only one that has a side of the story, why wouldn't they believe her? So, yes, you are wrong on every level. You are wrong for not speaking up to the people that you had invited her to. You didn't have to give them details. You didn't have to go beyond. But you had to say something because you are the one that invited her. You are the one that initiated all of this. And, again, your girl sounds manipulative, like a terrible human being, like a horrible person. But you could have ended this by speaking to her and telling her no. By saying no, you will be able to dodge a lot of these things early on, guys. I'm just saying. True.
Hey, that girl, she must got some good and some. If he look into her eyes, this is why he jumped out the window. I don't think he wrong here. He jumped out the window because if he look at her, she might take his fucking soul. And he's going to end up taking her back and everything. He like, let me get away from this bitch.
I can't do it.
I'm hopping out of windows, running from her. Because if I see her again, I'm going to get reminded of all the good times that we had. And he probably end up taking her back. So that's my opinion. I don't think you're wrong. But damn, why the window, though?
Yeah,
they say he kicked in the window. I'm a little confused about that. So is you paying for it? Or like, what kind of window was this?
Man, like I said, I just don't think that that's a good way to go through our life. And I think you may be right, Trill. At the end of the day, he might have been. That could be. That's an honest to God thing. He may know that if he gets in front of her, especially with you already showing us that you don't have much of a backbone, that if you got in front of her, she will probably make you take her back. And she knows that as well, which is why she's trying to catch you at all costs. And if that's what you're avoiding, fair enough, but you could have drawn that line, you know, in the sand with her over the phone by communicating with her, or you could have, if you didn't want, and again, we're not saying that the mom is right. She's completely wrong. Like, she needed to mind her business. What she did was completely wrong. Putting you in a corner like that is wrong. Like, you know, not giving you your space, not respecting what you, it looks like nobody at all, your mama don't respect you. She don't respect you, and you don't respect your goddamn self. But that's what I'm trying to get across to you guys, that if you don't respect your goddamn self, everybody will treat you like this, and you still end up being a bad guy, even when you didn't necessarily start out trying to be in the wrong. Like, in this situation, you would think you're the victim, but you end up being the bad guy because you made so many decisions out of fear of confrontation and without any integrity or character behind them. And that's what happens. So let me dive into some of these comments. Let's see. This video, it wasn't that big. It was only at 150,000 views. So, all right. So he was under a lot of pressure because he couldn't walk out the front door and is trying to avoid any problem with her by avoiding her. Facts. I disagree. Yes, jumping out a window was a bit extreme, but he's under no obligation to tell his family his personal love life. Again, it's not even about telling them your personal love life. It's about if you invite somebody to my house, right? And they're coming over, they're coming to the family events, and I'm developing a relationship with them. And I have a friendship with them. Your mother has a friendship with this woman. She thinks this may be her future daughter-in-law. She likes this woman. And you all of a sudden just don't bring her around no more and don't say anything. Like, yeah, I get it. You don't want to tell her the details, and you have every right to not want to do that if you don't want to. But you then can't get mad if they come to their own conclusions and if they don't understand to what degree you are trying to separate yourself from the situation. Nobody understands that she cheated on you. This whole situation works out completely different if you're open and honest. And again, you don't owe her the details, but you owe her something because you brought this woman into her life. So, I mean, a part of that is just your responsibility to who you know, introduce this human being to. He needs to spill the beans. His mom needs to know facts. Although I don't agree about jumping out the window, he is in the right. They shouldn't put him in that situation. Not their relationship, not their business. I am with y'all on that as well. Yeah, I definitely don't think he was at all, because everyone has their own opinions on something, like he didn't want to tell anyone he was cheated on. And again, I get it, but I really feel like that came from a very insecure spot. And you got cheated on. Of course, you're going to probably be feeling insecure. But at the end of the day, you can't use that as an excuse for all your behavior. Yes, you were in the wrong. Yes, you had something terrible happen to you. Yes, it's a traumatic experience. But unfortunately, this is a part of the relationship that you have to deal with. You can't just like just disappear on people. It's not fair. Just disappear on people and just not explain to the people that they're around what's going on. I don't know, ladies. Anything y'all want to add?
It's not his mama business. She should have just respected his mind. Why you want to bring the girl over? If I say we broke up, we're no longer together, I don't want to see her, and you still trying to force her on me?
True.
Like, and the mama know what type of character the girl has. Why are you still talking to her behind my back if I told you we're not together no more? I feel like the mama should have respected his boundaries and just left it alone.
Well, they didn't know that they didn't know at all. What's up, Sans?
It's not nobody's business. Like I was saying earlier, I'll bring it back to my point. Yes, it's not your business. If I don't want to tell you what's going on, I'm not going to tell you what's going on. Understood. You want to know and you want to pay me out to be the bad guy. All right, cool, whatever. That's something that he's going to have to eat up because he's obviously not telling him for the reason that he's telling. Do I think it's cowardly that he jumped out the window? Yes, as well. Mm-hmm. Yes.
No, I agree. I think it definitely is. And there's a bad precedent to set for himself. And again, have some respect for yourself. You should look in the mirror and be like, hey, ain't no woman but to make me jump out this goddamn. No person. Human being, ladies, I hope no. You know, that's a safety issue. But I mean, if it's me, I talk about safety. Nobody should be able to apply that much pressure to you that you fucking feel like you need to jump out of a window. That is not appropriate at all. You should have more respect for yourself, period. All right, so we're going to hop straight into the second one. This one is a little crazy, and I definitely want to hear you guys' opinion. Check this out. I, 31-year-old female, suspected my new boyfriend, a 32-year-old male, is transgender. Am I the asshole for wanting to ask him if this is the case? Hey, dating in 2021 is fun as hell. It's like everybody gets like a Cracker Jack box. You never know what's inside. You don't know if you're getting a D or a V or a little bit of both. Somewhere in the middle, who knows? Oh, shit. I've been seeing a new guy for a few weeks now, and he is absolutely wonderful. Our personalities match so well. We both have a similar sense of humor, and we both seem to agree on the big things in a relationship. We've had several deep, serious, and frank conversations about what we like and dislike, our histories, because of some of the past missteps in relationships. I'm enjoying the fact that we're taking things slowly and getting to know each other so well before getting more physical. Taking on their own, each of the several things he told me in these conversations wouldn't even faze me, but together, I suspect he may have transitioned from female to male. Here were some of the things he told me. He has ED, and the typical meds don't work. He may be able to get surgery one day for an implant to allow erections. He takes monthly testosterone injections. Several years ago, he had some sort of chest surgery that severed nerve endings to his upper chest region and nipples. He has dealt with anorexia, depression, and anxiety in the past and still has depression that is well controlled. Yeah, it sounds pretty suspicious. It's kind of hitting all the red flags here. That's all I'm going to say. Again, on their own, none of these will make me wonder, but together, along with his general personality and some mannerisms, I wonder if he has transitioned from female to male. Now, I will make this plain. Whether he is or is not trans, I very much so want to pursue our relationship. I've never met anyone that makes me feel as wonderful as he does. He makes me want to be better. He challenges me and lifts me up. He's kind, funny, and sexy as hell. I'm falling in love with him. Without making him uncomfortable, how do I let him know it's okay if he is trans? Whoa, okay, first of all, what I said in the beginning of this video is absolutely hilarious, and I stand by it. You don't know what the fuck you're going to get. Facts. Second of all, I do think that it's a beautiful thing that she is willing to accept him regardless of what it turns out to be. And I also want to use this opportunity to let the young men understand who listen to this. And I know sometimes you may feel insecure about approaching women or like what you can offer. And there's conversations about dick size. And if you're big, there's a lot of things, that insecurities that come along with being a man, just like this, your insecurities that go along with being a woman. And this is a perfect example of how a lot of those things really don't matter if you just treat a human being like a human being. You know, guys, you don't have to worry so much about, you know, your physical attributes. She's happy because of the human being he is. It says a lot about who he is, and it also says a lot about who she is. But what that goes to show you is you ain't got to be packing because she falling in love and ain't even had sex yet and don't care if he got anything. He can be smooth down there. She don't give a fuck. But ladies, feel free to jump in. Let me know what y'all think.
No, I'm so sorry. And, you know, I am definitely a part of the community. But at the end of the day, I feel like it's a no for me. Why just not be honest? I understand. I get it that some people.
But you were just the one saying not be honest.
No.
I mean, not be honest, but keep it to yourself. That. Keep it to yourself.
I said, don't lie.
Facts. You're right. You're right.
Don't lie. I feel like in situations like that, you eventually it's going to come out. Regardless, it's going to come out. So in that situation, you should be honest and open. Even if you don't, if you don't feel comfortable about talking to people about it, then don't talk to that person. But you can't let somebody date you and then they find out you're a woman. At that point, you know what? I'm lying. You can't. But once they find out, you can't be mad at the decision that's going to follow after that, because they might stay with you. They might stay with you, or they might walk away. Then that's only going to cause yourself more issues.
You know what?
I feel like it's a whole issue right there.
You know what
happened to me?
You know, wait, what?
Okay. So it wasn't so far as somebody that was transitioning, but it was somebody who was a part of the community and they withheld a part of them as far as they were poly. Okay. And I was like, that's kind of fucked up, but I had already cared about that person in a sense. Mm. I had already gotten there. It's like, you're it's a good person and I believe that you're a good person, but you got me fucked up because you sat up here. You basically lied to me. That was a lie.
Yeah.
You omitted the truth. At the end of the day, still a lie. Kudos for her, like you said.
I'm wrong. You know why? I'm absolutely wrong. And this is where I was talking about how we got to confront our biases, because the woman in the story who wrote it, she is handling it well. But if this had been a man who was tricking, because that's what it is. We could dress it up, but you're not being forthcoming. You're dating someone and you're lying to them about your gender. And if this had been a man who had transitioned to a woman and was lying about that transition or withholding that information, I would feel as though they were wrong for doing that to, especially to a person there. That's one thing. If a guy comes up to you and shoots his shot and you don't tell him and you're going about your business, that's one thing. But you guys are dating. Like you said, you're developing feelings. This is a real relationship. Exactly. All of these things. And it's not fair for you to lie to me about who you are, because like you said, that could really have. So I was completely wrong. You know what? She handled it great, but in other circumstances, in most other circumstances, this is the kind of shit that can get you killed. Matter of fact,
it has.
And the football player who did it, he just got off like this week. Yeah.
Oh.
The football player.
I was just about to say that.
Yeah, he was getting a head from a transgender woman, and he did not know that it was, you know, that he used to be a man. Or I don't even know if he had transitioned on the way. I think he might just be like a cross dresser, but I'm not sure. But anyway, he didn't know till he got there, and he ended up beating the guy to death. Don't do that. Matter of fact, that was terrible advice for me, guys. That is not cool on any level. It can get you killed. Go ahead, Trill. You got something to say?
I'll just say, she know already. She knows already. You know, like, all the signs say, yeah, this is the girl. You can tell. I still believe you can tell with the facial features. Just like the football player, the dude that he got caught with looked manly as hell. You got to pay attention and you have to really be observant. Like, come on now. She got the scar on her breast. She's taking a hormone shot. What dude regularly takes hormone shots?
Yeah. But you also got to think about it from her perspective. We're getting it in a story all at once. She probably got this information like in bits and pieces. She didn't get it all at once. So she's.
I wouldn't want to continue the relationship with anyone like that for the simple fact, off the rip, you being dishonest. You a whole nother gender and you going to sit up here and catfish me?
That's
not right. It's not right, but she knows already.
Yeah.
In my opinion.
No, 100%. I agree.
Sometimes, though, you don't know because some people be looking a certain way and you be like, oh my God.
Oh, no, you can definitely not know because I see that all the time.
I know. I've been in the community all for a long time and you can tell. It's certain telltale signs.
No, I'm saying if you are in the community, I'm pretty sure you're better, you know, trained to be able to tell. So if she not used to that, you know what I'm saying, she might not know.
I met some people in a community to where it's like, damn, like, I would have never known. Now, I would have been able to tell, like, oh, you must have got some boobs done and stuff, but women doing that too. So it's like, facts. Sometimes, personally, depending on how they wear their makeup, I can't tell. And no, I grew up in the community, so.
Yeah. No, I'm on that side, too. Like, it's definitely, even on TikTok, I see it all the time. It'd be definitely transgender women who look like full blown. I would never know that you transitioned from nothing. Because especially now, too, because they're starting so much earlier now than back in the day. So you ain't got, yes, you know, exactly. Dudes transitioning. I'm sorry, I don't want to be disrespectful. You don't have men transitioning to women, at 35 after he didn't have 30 years of testosterone. You got to transition in at 18. And you know what I'm saying? You ain't even got your man body yet till you're about 25.
Right.
So, yeah.
And the longer that you're doing it, mm-hmm. the more those features actually look,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, natural. Because yeah.
You can look at, like, who is that one? The one, Bruce. You can look at him.
Oh, yeah.
I don't be wanting the name drop. But when he first started, I mean, look at me.
Yeah.
I'm still grasping it, you know. Yeah. But even when she first started, it was just like, well, damn, you know, people were a little bit confused. But there's a, when you look at what from when the beginning and where she is now, it's like there's a difference. And the longer,
I still wouldn't start a relationship with somebody like that, because first of all, exactly. You're starting your gender, you're hiding your gender. Next thing you know, you're going to be hiding your STD status. They gonna be trying to give you something or something like that. That's how I would be thinking. I wouldn't want nothing to do with somebody that's dishonest, even if they do that tell part. The truth. It would be a wrap for me.
And yeah. You know what? I'm glad y'all are saying that, because that's something that you don't hear often in these situations, because people act like, you know, if you're in the, and I think that's the reason why you guys are, both of you guys have a lot of experience in this community, so you can be more objective and not have to, I guess, be afraid of being called, you know, having a subjective opinion and being on the wrong side, because that's how I agree with y'all completely. I think that, you know, it is completely wrong, and yeah, you shouldn't be tricking anybody. And like Trill said, at the end of the day, you know, that's a red flag. You start, like, she saw you all in love, and this is the thing. That's how people get hurt, right? When you all in love and you got the biggest red flag and you so tied up into being woke and being open that you are neglecting common sense and not thinking to yourself, well, if this person, you thinking I can accept them, I can love them. Okay, that's beautiful. But also, if this person lied to you about this and would do it knowing that you're falling in love with them, and even to the point where you have to ask and they wouldn't just come out and tell you, then yeah, you might want to second guess this whole situation. Instead of, you know, being ready to, you know, accept them with open arms. Yeah, you can accept them for who they are, but not for what they did. That's two different things.
That part, yeah.
Yeah, I think we all on the same. Let me see. If I got anything else to say, free, I'm just going to put up these comments. Let me see.
Yeah, in any situation, I feel like if you just honest, if you trying to be with somebody on that type of level, you got to have some type of open type of communication, because there will be questions. And I mean, you know what, honestly, it really don't even matter. It don't matter, because everybody's different, and it's like, really, whatever works for y'all.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
If that works for them, then go ahead, boo. But you know, I'm not gonna have that headache.
Yeah, it's definitely a red flag. But look, if that's how it look, hey, different stroke, different folks. If it works out for y'all, happy for that. All right, so exactly. First comment. I was dating a man for 3 years, and now I'm dating a woman, but I'm dating the same person. Boom. Brain exploded. Y'all be accepting. Shout out to y'all. But here's my thing. Any trans person that doesn't say they're trans, I think, are very selfish. There are people who really want to know who they... there's people who really want to know who they do. I guess we know what that means. I think that he might be scared to tell her because he's afraid she won't like him anymore. Sad. but he should definitely tell her if he wants. What? Red flags? You mean trans flags? Okay, y'all funny. That wasn't my joke. Before y'all start trying to cancel a nigga. Better to ask him how. Better to ask him now so the relationship can be built on trust. But first of all, trust out the window. We already lied. Yeah. And another person said, what does it matter if you're going to accept them regardless? See, that's when going woke goes too far. See, that's how you got people thinking. Why are you asking questions if you don't care that much? So the truth is, you probably do care a little bit too much. She has no right to, well, here we go. Here go that bullshit. She has no right to details about his past. If he's not comfortable with sharing them, he will come out when he feels ready. It's his story to tell. And I said, she has every right to ask a question of someone who she is supposed to be getting to know. That's silly. Exactly. I can ask you about your favorite color. I can ask you about your past relationships. I can ask you about how, you know, you like to be kissed. I can ask you if you want to go out to eat. But I can't ask you if your dick is there or not. Like, come on, G. Y'all tripping. So, look. At the beginning of the show, I introduced, like, five people who are supposed to be on this episode. Unfortunately, they, I don't know, we had some technical difficulties and we lost them somewhere around the way. This was our last show of the day. We had four episodes we had to film today because we're going out of town, going to be in Houston. Probably when you get this video, I will be there. So we had to record like a lot ahead of time. So it might have got tired, had to tap out. Fair enough. I appreciate them anyway, especially Trill and Sans for just sticking around and hanging out with me, helping me get through the day. I really do appreciate it. Thank you guys. Y'all want to shout out y'all social medias? Trill, Sans, before we get out.
I am Sans with the locks. Yeah.
Hello. I am Trill 100 on Instagram and all social media platforms.
So we got I am Sans with the locks with a Z. Sans with the locks with a Z and a S. And then we got Trill 100. You said, I'm sorry, what's yours, Trill?
Trill 100.
Trill 100 on all social medias. So, thank you guys for pulling up. Thank y'all for listening. Make sure you hit that follow button on whatever podcast platform you listen to the podcast on. Leave a review. We really do appreciate that. We not going to have no long, drawn out outro. I do appreciate you guys. It's been a long day. This is the fourth show of the day. Thank y'all for listening. Tune in again. I love you. You are the best family on the internet. I am Joe Stone, and this is the Church of Joe Stone Podcast. Good evening.
Bye. Bye.